Thanks so much, Mike. And joining me here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Wilson. Brandon, happy holidays to you.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Good morning. How's everything going?
Everything is going just swell. And I so appreciate when Jeff said, oh, I'm going to be off next week, but Brandon's going to do it. I said, okay, great. All is well with the world.
Yeah, more like a great, really?
No. Hey, no, see, I've totally lost that, oh, let's rank on Brandon thing, okay? You're a hero.
Oh, perfect.
You're a hero in my eyes.
Now, the question is, has Jeff lost that? Because I doubt it.
Oh, no, I doubt it. I'm sure I could go. I could just light him up with a quick little match, and boom, he'd be off and running with it.
I'm sure. Well, hopefully he's enjoying his time off. To be honest, I'm not exactly sure where he's at. But
I forget. I think he said something about visiting with family, but definitely having some downtime, which is a great and wonderful thing. So, all right. So even in his absence, we have another fugitive of the week. Tell us who we're looking for and why this week.
We do. And this one's kind of unique. I say this is unique is this is actually a warrant from the District of Vermont, meaning the Marshal Service has the case in Vermont, and they sent it our way.
Yeah, you guys share a little bit like that.
Right, right, we do. So, like I said, we're looking for Deshaun Livingston. He's got a supervised release violation out of Vermont. He was being supervised because he had a conspiracy to distribute heroin back in 2017.
Okay.
So, Mr. Livingston, we know, has an alias. I would say probably more of a street name that is Biggie. So he does go by Biggie as well. He's a black male, born June 4th of 1975. So doing my math real quick, probably puts him at about 46 years old. Born in New York, 5'11", 285 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. Mr. Livingston, like I said, his case started in Vermont. Vermont deputies have a warrant for him, and they sent down a lead because they got information that Mr. Livingston we know he fled Vermont, and we believe he has come to New Hampshire. He has known ties in Manchester, Amherst, and Claremont, New Hampshire.
Okay, that's quite a circle.
It is.
Or kind of a broad one. A triangle.
Yeah, so again, I don't know a whole lot about this. This is going to be Deputy Anthony Dineen's case.
Okay.
And the Manchester and Amherst one makes sense. We know he's been there previous. They're kind of close.
Mm-hmm.
The Claremont address, his case originated out of Rutland, Vermont.
That's kind of in the middle.
In a roundabout way, not too far.
Yeah, but you can get there from here.
Right.
And I bet he's, I bet knowing that just maybe the pressure was a little on in Vermont, he just thought, I know. Well, I'll just cross the state line, and I'll be fine. They'll stop looking for me.
You know, we don't stop, Pat. And,
maybe this
pressure will cause him to turn himself in instead of trying to run.
See, that would be the ideal situation. And Jeff and I talk about that all the time. The best case scenario for any fugitive of the week is to say, "Listen, I heard you're looking for me. My time has come, and I'd like to turn myself in." Because that can bode well for them.
Absolutely. Hey, I messed up. I realized.
Yeah.
I got scared. I ran. But I'm ready to make it right and ready to get myself on track towards the right way.
Okay. Awesome. So if anybody has any idea, small or large, about the whereabouts of Mr. Livingston, Biggie, then how do we get a hold of you guys?
So you can contact your local police department. You can contact us at 603-225-1632. And if you have access to the wanted poster, there's some hyperlinks in there for web tip, text NHITIP. And I'm sure Jeff hits on this all the time, you can remain anonymous.
Right.
It's okay. We don't want your name.
Mm-hmm.
Just any little bit, like you said, could help. It could be that little information that, hey, he's in this yellow house on the corner of this road.
Right, because you guys may have more tips than the person relaying a tip might have, and it just kind of puts the puzzle together. So it really is, large or small, any tip is a definite help to achieving our goals.
Correct.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon Wilson, thank you so much for your time. Let's see if we can't get some holiday lucky going on and bring Mr. Livingston back where he belongs. I appreciate your time, Brandon. And listen, I look forward to the next time that Jeff goes on vacation.
Yeah, we know that doesn't happen very often, though. Jeff can't get away too long.
I know. It is the reality of it. But I thank you very much, and happy holidays.
As always, thank you, Pat, and same to you.
That's our Fugitive of the Week for this week here in the Pulse of New Hampshire's Morning Information Center.